Our state capitol report continues in this half hour. We'll be talking with a state senator who wants three bills that were passed in the assembly that strengthen drunken driving laws to be taken up in the legislature's upcoming special session this week. And we will wonder if you want that too. And why or why not? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, December 2nd. We'll welcome your questions about these drunken driving bills and the urgency of passing them in this special session on Badger Care and the Affordable Care Act. And besides these drunken driving bills that have been passed by the Assembly, are there other drunk driving reforms that are needed for Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Plus, we also hope to talk about what the special session on health care will accomplish and what our guest hopes it will accomplish. Our guest is Tim Carpenter, Democratic State Senator from Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy, and happy holidays to you. I hope you got your Christmas shopping done.
Oh, not at all.
But, me either.
But I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, too. So why are you calling on Governor Walker to take up the Assembly's drunken driving bills during the upcoming special session? Why is it so important?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the topic because the legislature seems to move at a glacial pace, and the legislature's focused in on things like a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit, raw milk, Indian mascots, logos, all of those bills. But something that's important that I hear from everybody is the concern about drunk driving in Wisconsin. We're up in the highest states for drunk driving, binge drinking, a lot of things that are not healthy behaviors. And with the holidays coming up, we just got through Thanksgiving. We're going to have the holidays, New Year's Eve. It's a time where we see really a time that people are getting together. And unfortunately, some of that includes too many drinks, libations, and people get behind the wheel. I felt that the Assembly did act. I hate to say the Senate did not act. The Assembly passed three bills. They passed on a voice vote. One was 95-1. The other one was 88-7. But my concern is in the state Senate that we haven't been meeting very often. And next year, we're probably only going to be in session maybe 9 days before the session ends. So there's no time like the present. And I really hate it when legislators introduce bills or we talk a good talk, but we never actually get to some common sense legislation to let people know that drinking and driving is not tolerated.
Yeah, so the governor is, at least I read that he says this is a good issue and, you know, he supports the effort to crack down on or strengthen these bills, but it won't be a part of the special session, says that this needs to be focused on the health care issue. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I'll be seeing the governor later on at his Capitol Christmas party, and I'll be glad to talk to him about it more. But I don't want to have it on my conscience or my record that we didn't pass drunk driving legislation after so much was promised. I signed on to quite a few bills that did things like made people appear in court instead of having an attorney show up on their plea on their drunk driving charges. And as Representative Crawford said, the legislature can juggle more than one thing at a time. It would have been very simple to have these up on the calendar. The Assembly passed them already. It could have taken us a short period of time, passed them. The governor could have signed them into law. But now we're at the risk of maybe not getting something passed. Because I know how it goes. I've been around the block a few times, and the Senate will get upset at the Assembly and vice versa, and personalities are involved. And next thing you know, bills are killed and the legislature goes home and the public is left wanting for stricter drunk driving laws.
Yeah, getting into some of the nuts and bolts here, why can't the Senate just pass these bills when it gets together? What is it, next week that the Senate's getting together?
It'll be the special session that will be in the Assembly's taking up the bills, health care bills on the 4th. I believe we're coming in on the 7th or the 18th or 19th after that. and then the legislature's not back until, I believe, January 14th. The Senate really has not been meeting very much at all, and what we do, we take up contentious bills, the sonograms for abortions, things of that nature. So I'm not too confident in the leadership of the Senate to go ahead and make this a high enough priority, and I really hate it when bills are introduced and we say we're going to pass them and then somehow they don't get passed. So I'm trying to put in as much pressure as possible on the governor, on the Senate, even the Assembly to follow up and follow through on these bills. They were introduced way back in March around St. Patrick's Day time. And finally, the legislature is getting around to them. So time is of the essence.
But it I guess I'm trying to get to the process. The governor has to say, yes, legislature, take up this bill. The Senate can't just act on its own to do this?
Well, we could call it extraordinary session. The legislature has those powers. The governor calls special sessions. We call extraordinary sessions. But my hope is to continue to press my colleagues to go ahead and certainly the Senate to pass the bills that were passed in the Assembly. And there are other bills, Assembly Bill 72 that passed the Assembly Committee 9-0, Assembly Bill 71 9-0, Senate Bill 70 6-3, Assembly Bill 69 7-2. So it looks like there's this backlog of bills, and only one of them, or three of them, have moved through the Assembly. And the Senate has done absolutely nothing on drunk driving bills. And I'm kind of ashamed of that.
Well, we should talk a little bit to remind listeners the three bills that the Assembly did pass with bipartisan votes. One would require, as you mentioned, a first-time offender to appear in court, not have an attorney appear for that first-time offender. Another would make a second offense of drunk driving a misdemeanor, and another would make a fourth offense a felony and ensure that ignition interlock devices are promptly installed when ordered by a court. So are these three bills what we need to really strengthen our drunken driving laws in Wisconsin?
It's certainly a start. I think having a person, and I've gone down to circuit courts, and I've seen people in court with their drunk driving charges. It's a very interesting thing to observe. I've never been in there for drunk driving myself, but to see people show up or have their attorney show up, I think the idea of shaming and having people show up and admit to their problem, take a drug and alcohol assessment, is important for us to do. So it's on multi-level fronts. A person who has multiple drunk drivings, they have a big problem. There are a few people that will probably never get stopped for drunk driving. I think the figure that I've heard is people are out there, you're out there drunk driving probably over 100 times before you're actually caught and pulled over. And so my hope would be to work on the criminal penalties and then also work on the treatment and for individuals so that they can attack these addictions. I'm on the Governor's Council on Drug and Alcohol Abuse. We're meeting this Friday. And I think it is important to have that component also of treatment for these individuals, because it is a disease, but you can't allow someone who's on drugs or alcohol because of a disease to get behind a wheel of an automobile. You're talking about the sucker punching early on with an individual. Well, with drunk driving, what it is you're sucker punching someone unexpectedly. You could be driving fine, but you're hitting him with a several-ton vehicle, and doing that and being a threat on the road is just not acceptable.
Well, we're going to talk more about these bills, but since you brought up the sucker punching, the knockout attacks, we talked with Republican State Representative Dean Cofford in our first half of the State Capitol Report for those listeners just joining us who wants that any people who participate in this these knockout attacks to be strongly prosecuted, and wants to, you know, send the message that this kind of behavior will not be tolerated in Wisconsin. Also looking on at the possibility of penalty enhancers and trying to prosecute the kids or the people who are videotaping this. Now, this has happened apparently in a handful of cases in different parts of the country. Some are disputing that this is some sort of growing trend, crime trend in the nation. You're from Milwaukee. How concerned are you about this knockout game, and is this knockout game happening in Milwaukee?
Well, my first concern before we would go to knockout penalties would be to take care of drunk driving first. But I think that the egregious part is that the event is actually happening to young people, older people. Once you take away a person's sense of safety, that they can't go out of their house and worry about drunk driving or someone coming down the street and cold cocking someone, that's a concern. But the thing that really bothers me is when people think it's fun or somehow cool to put it up on the internet. Their act is just beyond comprehension. Someone who does that is doubly sick. They're sick, first of all, for that behavior of sucker punching someone just for the thrill of it. And I understand that there have been gangs, since the beginning of time and initiation pledges and things of that nature. But I think, again, we just have to make a statement that people, religious groups, individuals, people should stop, start out and say no bullying, none of this type of behavior. And again, it's sort of like setting up what the values of society are. I don't know if we need a necessary law. If I talked to our local district attorney in Milwaukee, and he felt that it was a problem, I certainly would be supportive to give them the tools to reduce that type of behavior. But as soon as we move in that direction, and Representative Crawford's a good friend of mine, I understand what he's trying to get at, but it seems like these things are popping up more frequently, types of really bad behavior on behalf of some people.
We are talking with Tim Carpenter, a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee, during this half of our state capitol report. Senator Carpenter wants the legislature to take up drunken driving bills in the upcoming special session. He wants Governor Walker to have the state Senate pass three bills that already passed in the state assembly in the upcoming special session. What do you think? Should these three bills that passed the assembly be addressed in the upcoming special session, or should the focus stick to health care? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter. In this edition of our State Capitol Report, we're finding out why he wants drunken driving bills that passed the Assembly to be a part of this month's special session on health care. And we welcome your questions for Senator Carpenter at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have Tim in Osseo with us. Hello, Tim.
Hello. I am wondering what the guests would say about expungement. What I mean by that is, in a lot of situations, these cases are pled down to ordinance violations. And in Wisconsin, if something starts off as a misdemeanor, tagged as a misdemeanor in the court system, and then it can be pled down to an ordinance violation, but misdemeanors can be expunged from someone's record, but ordinance violations cannot. So misdemeanors and felonies can be expunged, but ordinance violations cannot. To me, that seems counterintuitive, especially being that those records stay with someone for 20 years.
Do you know about this, Senator Carpenter?
Well, I'm not an attorney, but I do understand the Tim, great name, by the way. Tim brings up an excellent point that The legislature can pass laws, but it is up to the judges to enforce the laws. And I do know from sitting in court watching that there are attempts to lower the charges, maybe use them to expunge them from someone's record if they keep themselves clean and out of trouble for a long period of time. But on the technical part of because I'm not an attorney, I don't have specific answers for that. But I was against the movement. I believe once you have a drunk driving charge against you, it should stay on your record for life so that people know that it's there. I didn't like it that the legislature acted in the past and they would knock off charges either from other states or from long ago. Because I do think it is something that people should be aware of. I realize that people, my dad was an alcoholic and got stopped for drunk driving. He got stopped once, and it was on his record. But after that, he had never had a drink after that. But I think it should be there out for the public record so that people do know and that we can, you know, not have judges downplead cases where they're not recorded and then have the legislature saying, oh, we're going to wipe off everything you did more than 10 years ago. I just don't think that's fair.
Brad on Facebook says, Senator Carpenter, if you want to stop drunk driving, provide funding for safe ride and education. America is a nation of second chances, but the only thing you will never be able to overcome is a drug or alcohol-related offense. The change to look back to the look-back period is appalling. If something happens two times in 60 years, it's a pattern. Can you tell us, Senator Carpenter, how long does Wisconsin look back on your record to see if you've got a drunk driving conviction?
Well, the caller brings up a good point that, no matter what we do in society, that there will be some people that will drink and drive. They will use drugs, and I do believe they should receive some type of a treatment. It's not going to go away. It's a fact of society, and that's why the Council on Drug and Alcohol Abuse tries to get together and do public education campaigns. I applaud Miller Brewing here in Milwaukee that they're offering free bus rides on New Year's Eve. Most callers are probably not aware Wisconsin's unique in that on New Year's Eve, the bars are allowed to stay open all night. And you might think that's counterintuitive, but I think it's wise because what happens is people go to the bar. Usually some people serve food. You can get a cab, I believe maybe even in Madison, but in Milwaukee, a cab can be called for. You get free bus rides on the transit system. And so there's absolutely no excuse whatsoever for someone to go out on like New Year's Eve and drink and drive. There's nothing wrong with celebrating. I wish it was a Packers Super Bowl. It's not going to happen, but people celebrate. They have a good time. It's just get behind that wheel of a car. So there are programs out there that do allow people to have free rides. I believe in Milwaukee, if you're at a bar and you say, hey, look, I've had too much, they will actually give you a certificate to pay for your cab ride to get you home. And those things I agree with and think we need to do more of those. And also public education campaigns are very important for people to think twice. So when you have that, you're past 0.08, you've had too much to drink, that someone will take away your keys, be your designated driver, educate people, the bartenders, have these ride programs. And I think your caller, Brad, if we do that, I think we could make a significant dent in the number of drunk drivers out there.
Yeah, Carl emails, enough hysteria over drunk driving laws. The drunk driving laws we have are draconian enough. He goes on, but in our final minute we have here, why aren't our drunk driving laws strong enough as far as you're concerned?
Well, I graduated from Pulaski High School in 1978, and I am sad to say that I do have constituents that I went to school with their daughter, and she was killed by a drunk driver. I've known many people that have been severely injured or killed by drunk drivers, and when I have town hall meetings or talk to my constituents, they would not agree with the person's comments at all. that we aren't doing enough, that a person who's killed, there was a retired police chief from Green, I think it was Greendale or Greenfield, and his son was killed by a drunk driver. So when you actually have to meet and face people like that who've suffered tremendously for someone's stupid act, I can't agree with the statement that it was made by the individual.
Yeah. In our final minute, how do you feel about Governor Walker's proposal to delay for 3 months the deadline to move people off Badger Care into the federal health care exchanges?
Well, I believe we should have accepted the federal funds, and we would be much better off in terms of moving forward. What I'm concerned about is the governor will just simply use this to complain about the sign up for the exchange programs. I think if I really hate the partisan part of our job. I hate to see it when people are wringing their hands and they're happy when there's a failure on something. And I really do wish we could have worked together with the federal government, accepted the funds, and try and make it easier for the program. When the House goes ahead and tries to repeal Obamacare 40-some times, or the Supreme Court.
And we gotta go. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Senator Tim Carpenter, a Democratic State Senator from Milwaukee. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.